Is there anybody in the hallway wish to come communicate with us? If so, stomp your feet so we can hear you out there. Can you make a noise? Knock on a wall.
Hey there, guys and ghouls.
You're tuned into Broadcast from the Belfry, a subpar podcast for the morbidly curious.
That's a spirit. Get this started off on the right foot. My name is Sanjay, and switching it up a little bit, over the internet, but in the same time zone as me. Actually, I think everyone's on the same time zone. But in the same city limits as me is Hope, doing the social medias, ones and twos, fact-checking, and all that fun stuff. Hope, how are you doing today?
My skin is dry and I'm upset about it, but other than that, I'm doing well.
I just got a new moisturizer, which won't help you at all, but I'm excited about it, so...
I'm Googling moisturizers as we speak.
Nice. And on a further distant part of the internet, the mystical land of Illinois is Georgia. How are you doing today, George?
My skin's always dry, so... I don't know what you guys are doing that I'm not.
Everybody's
but
dry.
Share those secrets with me.
In a closer region to Georgia is our special guest for the episode. Georgia, introduce our guest. Give us some lore. Give us the history.
This is my best friend, Carly. She was my first friend ever when I came to America. Kind of like the movie Coming to America, but not at all.
Oh my god, that was in my Facebook history today.
She has a scar inside of her butt crack me. I put it there.
And here we go. It's all out.
Yeah, we went on a road trip this weekend and we're gonna tell you all about it.
Nice. So Carly, we are super happy to have you here. Carly's been a listener since the beginning, which is a mistake on her part, but you know, once you've listened to enough episodes, you just commit to it. It's part of your weekly routine.
Well, I'm happy to be here, although I'm not very happy with Georgia at the moment.
I'm generally not either. It's okay.
Gonna pay for that introduction later. She may end up with a scar on her butt.
Her kid is our number one youngest fan.
Yeah,
so
it's true.
That's cool.
Dylan's a pretty big fan. Number one and youngest.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sorry, number one fan, Tyler. I still love you.
I still love you, Tyler. But yeah, we mentioned it a little bit last week, but Georgia and Carly went on a ghost tour, which I did not go to because one, different state. Two, could not be caught dead going to a ghost tour. Because three, I would not like to be dead because of a ghost tour. So yeah, I'll let you guys take it away with some of the
I would like
adventure.
To point out there were zero black people on our ghost tour because it's only the dumb white people who go into a building knowing full well that it's haunted.
No, I am from the South, and, like, the South is the most superstitious part of the country. Like, while the witch trials were going on in the North, in the South, everyone was like, oh, didn't see one, don't want to talk about it. Like, that's it. There could have been actual magic going on, and if the witches just went to the South, no one would have said shit, because no one wants to get their life ruined in the
that
North.
Sounds normal, I'm just gonna roll with it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how all those voodoo priestesses ended up in the Louisiana bayous. They were
exactly.
just like, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Like, you could have been, like, exorcist head turning in the middle of Atlanta, and no one would say anything to you. They'd be like, oh, just another street performer, and just, like, put their head down.
Give my dollar and walk on.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm going to eat a granola bar and open a PBR while you guys give a little rundown of what went down on your adventure.
Nice. Oh, for the record, I am mostly done with a Sam Adams, so.
That was Stu's favorite beer in 2018, I think. I don't remember. We drank a lot of Sam Adams at some point. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Stuart, we're going to start talking about a bunch of frat shit, so buckle up.
Frat shit?
Yeah, I did some research on the Knights of Pythias. So we went to Pythian Castle, which is in Springfield, Missouri. It is also known as the Pythian Home of Missouri.
I thought it was Pythian. I think it should still be called Pythian, because Pythian... I don't like the sound of it.
Monty Pythian and the Springfield, Missouri home shit, whatever. Okay, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. So, oh my god! It's like Monty Python. Oh my god!
The first movie that Carly and I ever made together was loosely based on Monty Python and the Holy Grail. We went searching for camels in the woods behind our house.
No, it was the salmon. It was the quest for the salmon.
There was no fucking camel in the woods.
There was no camel.
Anyway.
That llama has been sacked.
It was built by the Knights of Pythias in 1913. They are a fraternal organization that was started in 1864. And I looked at their website today, and it says they have domains all across the U.S. and in Canada and Europe. Why aren't they called realms? So this is what's annoying me about this situation. But their website says that our order bases its lessons and builds its ritual largely on the familiar story of Damon and Pythias. These historical characters lived 400 or more years before the beginning of the Christian era. They were members of a school founded by Pythagoras, who was known as the father of Greek philosophy. Their loyalty to each other, the adventures that beset them, and the outcome of this noble friendship formed the basis of one of the most beautiful stories of history, as exemplified in our ritual.
So, if it was founded by Pythagoras, then why isn't it called the Pythian Castle?
I don't know.
It just bothers me so much.
Because Pythagoras and Pythias are not the same people. But also, this is supposed to be a familiar story of Damon and Pythias, and I've never heard of... The only Damon I know is Matt Damon, so...
Exactly. I'm an Uncle Damon.
Shout out to the Martian. Shout out to Carly's uncle. Both ways, we love Damons here, but not that kind.
I wrote in my notes, so like most brats, sounds like it's all about brotherhood and beer bongs.
Boo.
Damn. Fun fact, FDR and Warren Harding were both Knights of Pythias, so there are about 15 castles that still exist in the U.S., but Springfield's is apparently the most unique because it looks the most like a castle, and because...
Georgia got distracted.
It was Sanjay.
By a noise.
Sanjay did it.
I didn't do it. There's no proof. Well, if the phone does not fit, you must acquit.
So it looks most like a castle, and its exterior walls are local Carthage limestone from a nearby quarry. And I didn't know this, but apparently, allegedly, limestone is supposed to be a good conductor for paranormal energy.
Then why aren't there ghosts all over K-State? K-State has a bunch of limestone buildings, right? No, those are sandstone.
No, they're limestone.
Are they?
They're Kansas limestone, yeah.
Oh, yeah, then my statement stands. Never mind.
Look it up and tell me I'm right and that Sanjay's wrong.
I don't have to. You are right, but there's also several ghosts.
That was the rudest thing I've heard in my entire life. Wow. It's like, look this up. I don't need to. You're wrong. That was the quote of, like, they call an ambulance, but not for me, but with my pride. My pride is the thing that was shot. Wow. Keep going. Never mind. It's too early for me. I'm crying. It's more of a 9 p.m. thing. It's 8 p.m. for the record.
The other thing is that the walls were 2 feet thick, which was really great for us, considering that there was a fucking tornado warning happening.
Yeah.
We were hanging out in our hotel, and Carly's phone does that alarm thing, and I was like, is that an Amber Alert? And she goes, no, my phone's telling us that we should be taking shelter.
Yeah, it totally did. It was so warm outside, it was so weird. I walked out, what did I do, go get ice?
And I made friends with a cat.
Yeah.
He had the biggest balls I've ever seen on a cat.
Huge balls. Like, and emotional. If it weren't for me telling you about that cat,
yeah, I would have been just chilling, watching Josh Gates find some Nazis.
That cat.
The castle was built as a benefit of membership instead of a typical lodge. So if a member died, their kids could go and live there. So it was kind of like an orphanage in one regard. But also, if you retired, you could go live there with your spouse. So it was also kind of like a nursing home.
Kind of like the Oddfellow Rebecca home. Have you ever heard of those?
No.
It's like a place where...
Oh, the Oddfellows. Yeah.
Yeah, we all know what that is. Right, listeners? Wink. Oh, please put a note that we need to explain that.
I'm going to just keep going. Then, in 1942, it was commandeered by the military.
Commandeered.
Because they just do whatever they want. Like, how did they buy it from them? This is what I still don't understand.
Did they buy it for like a dollar?
No, the Knights of Pythias bought the land for a dollar.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A dollar, ladies and gentlemen.
My house for a dollar.
Yeah, you did. I've never bought a house. Thank God.
I bought two. The second one was a dollar.
What the heck?
You just can't give property away. You gotta sell it for something, so you paid a dollar.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna have to give my dad a dollar when I got my car, but he never asked me for one, so I never gave it to him.
Nice. You owe your dad $1. It's on the record now.
I owe my dad a lot of dollars, probably.
A lot of dollars.
Mental strife.
Yeah.
I hope he never sues me.
A lot of dollars.
So it was commandeered by the military as space for officers and entertainment. Was the hospital next door?
No.
Or was the building the hospital? Yeah. Okay. So they turned it into a hospital for like burn victims, and then it was like a rehab center, and then like a entertainment club for officers.
But wasn't it also, it was a burn center and a tuberculosis, they had a tuberculosis
hospital. Yeah.
So people are coughing blood into other people's open burn wounds.
That's probably the worst of it.
So, and then
place was drafty.
Yeah, so they had like USO dances and shit there. And then after that, later in World War II, it was used to house POWs from Japan, Italy, and Germany. So that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As many as 15,000 POWs came through Missouri, and about 75 of those came through the castle, including German SS officers.
Here's my thing about that. Why bring those POWs to that castle? Like, why?
Yeah.
Why were they...
Because the walls were 2 foot thick.
Yeah, well, I suppose. And they had that great little tunnel.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why bring them to Springfield, Missouri? That strikes me as odd. Out of all the places you could take them.
Because no one wants to go there, I guess. So they're like,
take them to the center of the United States.
Yeah, where no one will find them.
True.
Was there like a fort or something in Springfield?
A fort?
Yeah.
Well, they had the armory. They had the armory behind the castle.
Mm.
They did build the armory because that's like, why they built the tunnel.
A lot of shit has the potential to go down in Manhattan because Fort Riley is like right there. So, and Fort Riley is like huge in terms of army bases. So I didn't know if it was like maybe back then it was something like
know.
That.
I don't know. That's worth researching. You should have done that. You're really slacking.
Sorry.
Maybe I should have asked this question sooner.
It's fine. Hope so, we'll loop back around to it. It's fine.
Yeah, this is what Hope's for.
Yeah, she's the one that knows things.
Why she's on the payroll. Yeah, so after the war, it was a reserve training facility, and then it was something else. I don't really care what it was after that. Something about family planning. It was like OCAC.
Oh, yeah. Missouri.
The Ozarks Center for something. I don't know. And one of the rooms had a family planning center.
Yeah. They had cubicles and stuff. Yeah. That's not interesting for the
cubicles
story.
Are dumb.
Yeah.
Hope you got some information for us.
What?
Do you have information for us?
No, I got distracted and I didn't hear what I was supposed to look up, and that's why I messaged you.
It's probably fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
We'll just move on.
Even remember what you were supposed to look up either, and I think I brought it up. So.
Is there a military installation in Springfield, Missouri, or is there just the armory? I also did not receive your message, so... Ugh. Oh, I got it. Just now. That's good. That's...
I would take anything done.
I thought you were just being rude and calling me out after... receiving that message.
No, it like it's date stamped or time stamped 8/19. It's I'm sorry.
Yeah, it looks like there is one.
Okay, so
there
was one. So they probably like commandeered that as well, and were like, "Oh, well, this exists already. We'll just
this is ours now."
Yeah, this is ours.
So then in 2009, it was added to the National Registry of Historic Places, and it's now a private residence. The current owners did not know it was haunted when they bought it, allegedly. And going into this, we only really knew what we read online, which was that Ghost Adventures had been there and there was supposed to be a demon. And a ton of reviews on TripAdvisor said that the owner was fucking batshit crazy and really rude. It had a ton of like negative reviews because of the owner.
Yeah.
They were like, the ghosts were fine. The owner was a dick. One star.
Yeah. Pretty much. Like, well, honestly. Yeah.
Demons are great. Demons are great. It's the owner you gotta worry about.
We knew that the POWs had been kept there during the military occupation of the building. Zach Baggins had claimed to see a pair of glowing orange eyes and was like, it's a fucking demon. And that several suicides had happened there, including a guy who cut his own throat with a straight razor, and a guy who shot himself with a .22 rifle in a recent suicide, which was the brother of a guide there, and they were house-sitting together because the owners, her name is Tamara, the crazy lady, and her mother own it, but they don't like to leave the house unattended.
The castle.
The castle, whatever. The castle, yeah. They don't like to leave it unattended for, like, security reasons, so if they go out of town, they will have usually one of their tour guides come and house it for them. And so she was there, and she had her brother come stay with her. And she said that she had a premonition one night, and she saw a ghost that looked like the owner's mother hovering over her bed. And so in ghost lore, doppelgangers, like spirits taking the form of someone else, is supposed to be a really bad omen that, like, you're going to die or that something tragic is going to happen.
That was the guy that was there with his cousin. And remember, because he said, she told me to get the dog off the roof.
That was a different guy.
Oh, man, my memory is so bad.
This lady wasn't in that video that we watched.
I thought this was physically in person, and I was like, how many dogs and roofs?
So, but he did see a doppelganger as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, so 3 weeks after they stayed at the castle, the brother killed himself. But at the castle, the night that he killed himself, the radiator, where, like, in the room where he would sit all the time when he was there, like, just threw itself off the wall.
What?
Allegedly. So, like, a 600-pound radiator threw itself off the wall. I'm using quotation, air quotes, yeah, for the record.
Well, everyone here has seen Requiem for a Dream, right?
Not for a long time.
I don't know if I have or not. May have seen it.
Are you going to talk about the refrigerator again? I swear to God.
I'm talking about the refrigerator again. Yeah, that's what it's like in my head. It's like when the refrigerator starts, like, aggressively dancing and shaking and stuff, but with a radiator that was in the wall, so then it's not in the wall. I don't talk about the refrigerator that much from Requiem for a Dream.
Okay, but this is only our 50th episode, and it's the second time you've brought it up.
So. Those are good odds. That's like a 4% episode rate for how often I talk about that refrigerator.
And then we also knew that there had been, like, disembodied voices and whistling, and that's about it. And yesterday, I also found an episode of Ghost Lab about the castle, and I think they were the first people to go there to investigate. And I've never seen the show before, but it's way more show than Ghost Adventures. They're not fucking crazy running around screaming about demons, that's for sure.
Wait, quick intermission. Does everyone know how, like, I love this podcast and how I'm very committed to it and its success?
Probably not.
Oh, do you know that I love this podcast? She nodded yes. I'm gonna go put my clothes in the dryer, so you guys keep talking and I'll be back in a minute. God damn it. I don't have pants.
Somewhere.
I need pants. I'll be right back. you can keep going and someone can catch me up, or you can just rant like I normally do. I don't care which one. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Bye. I'm just going to keep going. Okay, so yesterday I watched this episode of Ghost Lab. They went there in 2011. Ghost Adventures didn't go there till 2017. That's probably why fucking Ghost Lab didn't see a demon, because demons weren't popular that year.
Yeah, probably. You're exactly right. They didn't really hit the scene until 2017. Right. That rhymed.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, Ghost Lab also interviewed Tamara. She looked way less fucking crazy in this in this video.
So she's on the castle for that long?
Yeah.
So maybe it's wearing on her.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, the effects of owning a haunted castle, especially because it doesn't really look like they have that big of a staff, but did you see on their website, they do, like, they do a New Year's Eve party, they do, like, all those murder mystery dinners, they do all the ghost tours, they do regular tours, they host weddings.
Well, she bought it for steel, so, I mean, on all that stuff, she's got to be making bank. But can you imagine how expensive it is to heat that place?
Yeah, that's why that fucking PD's room was freezing, probably.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck you, PD. Shut
that shit up. Yeah, that's probably why he's so upset.
Yeah, he's like, it's goddamn cold in this room.
Everybody else has got heat in this bitch but me. Just don't even care about old Petey.
Right.
So I'm saying.
I left for pants that... and I came back with diamond. We're good.
Oh, hi, buddy.
Wait, let me see. Hey, nope, you can't jump away. You want to say hi? You want to say hi?
He's like, fuck you.
Diamond, you want to say hi? Nope, he does not. He just woke up and he's upset.
Pretty upset.
Yeah.
So anyway, Tamra's getting interviewed in this shit, and she does not look that crazy. Like, when we saw her, her hair was, like, all frizzy, and she looked real skinny.
It was a mess. She's just
like, running around like a crazy person.
Very strong.
That's what a haunted house probably does to you, because in the Ghost Lab episode, she was, like, real chill. Her cleavage was out. Her hair was nicely done. She almost looked pretty, like...
Is that what you consider, like, a sign of sanity, having your knockers just in the wind? Like, what?
I'm just saying, she put some effort into how she appeared. She didn't just show up in a fucking raincoat like she did for us when we were there.
Yikes. I mean, maybe it was her laundry day, too, and she was just
in
like...
In her defense, she it was raining, the gate.
And she was letting us in. Yeah. She was like, real intense at the car, too. She was like, what's your name? Are you the only person in the car? When clearly I'm sitting in the passenger seat. Like, obviously.
Yeah, Georgia's not in here.
Do you
She's
think...
a ghost. I'm bringing her back. Delusion?
No, that was it. That was the test. She's like, I've been seeing too many spirits. How many people do you think are in your car? What a wild life to lead.
So we show up. It's raining sideways. It's storming, which is, you know, probably why she's wearing a raincoat.
Well, we actually got there just before the rain just started.
Yeah,
like,
it was bad.
Torrential downpour.
We're under a tornado warning. We get signed in, and so, like, basically, the castle does its own tours, but then, like, third parties come in and do, like, the investigation tour side of it. So, like, we got the tour from the castle guide, and then he left, and then we were just with the paranormal investigation group doing our own thing, and then we, like, split into smaller groups and, like, went off. So, Todd was our guide. He took us to watch this video and show us some pictures and, you know, whatever. Get a vibe for the ghosties. And we watched this video, which was fucking ridiculous.
Oh my god.
And are you looking for this ghost lab? Or do you want to see
what she
looks like?
Yeah, I want to see what she looks like. I want to see.
The one guy was there. He was a tour guide at the time, and he was house-sitting. They interviewed this guy on the Ghost Lab episode, too. He was house-sitting, and he was playing a card game with his cousin, and she complains about hearing weird noises. And he's like, it's an old house, just ignore it. And then they heard this loud yell. This is not like an EVP. This is the guy doing an impression of the EVP, but I just need you to hear it, because it makes me really happy.
What? Just like a small, like, how? It's like, wow, I didn't know it was a Swedish ghost. That's awesome.
Oh, it makes me laugh every time. And he's like on the video and he just goes, yoo-hoo! And he was there like a couple weeks later, and then he was told that there was a little boy in that room who just wanted to be played with and no one will play with him.
So, he was yoo-hooing for fun and nobody yoo-hooed back.
He's like, hey, fucking pay attention to me. Yeah. You just told that bitch to ignore me, so I'm just gonna be like, yoo-hoo, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Yikes, I don't like that.
Yeah. And that's the guy who he was house-sitting. This was the same time, and he was house-sitting, and he had a dream about the owner's mom telling him that the dog was on the roof, and he woke up thinking, what the fuck? And he got up and went to check, and the dog was on the roof.
That guy was fun to watch.
Yeah, he was. He was a good one.
Have you told him about any of this?
No, they're all hearing
this
for the first time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You're going to shit your pants in a minute.
That's also why I did laundry. I was prepared.
And then, like I said earlier, ZB walks in there, Ghost Adventures, and he's like, demons! There's a demon! That's a demon! There's a dark presence here. He's making, for the record, we found two in the death records that they have on site. There are only two people that are listed as suicides, not counting the recent guy. Mm-hmm. And Zach shows up and he's like, there's a demon! There's a dark presence that's making people kill themselves here.
Ow, ow, ow. Oh, sorry, I forgot you're attached to my head.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mom.
It's real friendship.
So then this guy, he's like, nah, bro. I don't think that anyone liked Zach.
Ghost Adventures came here 4 years ago. It was before I started. I did watch the program that night. And there's one scene where Zach Bagans and his crew, they're outside walking around. He claims to look inside and says there's two glowing red eyes and there's a demon. He bounces off in here like he's going to tackle it himself. There's no demon here. We've had enough psychics, mediums, and sensitives to come through this place. There was a demon, we would have found it.
Yeah, Zach, dang. There's no demon there.
That was hella dismissive. He was just like, hey, you know that professional is here? Fuck that guy. I know what's going on. My house.
It's my house.
Yeah, and then he showed us a bunch of pictures of orbs, which are like, orbs are not great paranormal evidence.
What do you mean, orbs? Just like lights or like jello cubes? Like, what is an orb?
What do you mean, what is an orb?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't, that's why I'm asking. I don't know.
You're hosting a spooky podcast. Why do you not know what an orb is, you pleb?
I know what, are you just talking about circles? I don't know.
It's like when you take a picture and there's like circles on the screen. Most people would identify them as, oh, that's dust. Some fucking dust, or that's a bug.
Or it's bokeh, you know, if you're like.
But some people are like, spiritual energy sphere.
There's grandma.
Yeah.
I guess if your grandma was a circle, I guess. Like, I'm not going to shame you.
Spirit.
I'm not going to body shame grandma.
I thought you were from the South. Shouldn't your grandma be a sphere?
All grandmas aren't Paula Deen if you're from the South.
We learn that the laundry room and the boilers are in a separate building out back, which is still owned by the military, and that's where the POWs were housed, mostly the German SS soldiers, or the SS officers, whatever the fuck they're called. And they were transported into the main basement where there's an interrogation room by tunnels, so that was kind of cool. We go through the kitchen, which is the first time I'm told I am standing right where something happened or something. I don't really even know what he said, but it was not the last time I did that, let me tell you.
Yeah, it seemed like every time we would go to a different room, they would be like, and this happened right where you're standing, and they'd point to Georgia, and she's like, oh my god.
It was great. So I don't remember where I was standing in the kitchen, but something happened there.
Remember we were standing by the door. By the steps that go down? Because I almost tripped on that one thing. Remember?
Yeah, because those people kept coming in, and I was like, we're
taking up our space.
Get out of here.
So I tried to scoot down, and I pandemic, almost fell. And Georgia's like, get out of the way, because I'm standing where something happened. And
of course I stood there. Mm-hmm. So then, the kitchen, we're standing in the kitchen, that was originally the men's bathroom, and this is where the second suicide was believed to have happened. So, we got a little clip about William.
Then we have another gentleman. His name is William Rensenbrink. I'm not quite sure what was going on in his life, but sadly, he also committed suicide. He did so by cutting his throat with a straight razor. We believe that occurred in this room. Back in February, I had a group here. Excuse me one moment, please. And whenever I go mention Mr. Rensenbrink's name over this table, we hear. And I asked, I said, Mr. Rensenbrink, are you with us? Can you make your presence known? This room became ice cold, and once again we hear very loud.
Are you just shaking your head?
No.
So that's that story.
Yep. So that's that. Then we go in the tunnel. Between the main house and the laundry room.
Well, let's back up.
Okay.
Because the guy says, the tour guide.
Yeah.
What's his name? Todd?
Todd.
Todd looks at Georgia and says, how brave are you?
Wait, I got this. Hold on. I got this.
This is where we get to do a little bit of an experiment. Let me see here. See. What's your name?
Georgia.
What is it?
Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah.
How brave are you feeling?
Nah.
Fair enough.
This one I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
So whatever it is, I don't know.
All right. When you get to that tunnel, and you've gone as far as you can, you're gonna hear me call out a couple of times. Mr. Boots, are you with us? Then we're gonna be quiet for a little bit. That way, if he's there, we can hear his steps. Georgia, you're gonna hear me call out to you, and I'd like for you to say that same phrase. Mr. Boots, are you with us?
You're doing it. She's doing it.
You're gonna do it.
Yep.
What's your name?
Carly.
Carly.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go check it out.
Okay. Yeah. In my defense,
Georgia shut that shit down.
So fast, you sounded like me.
In my defense, I thought I was going in that tunnel, which was really long.
It was.
By myself.
Dark.
Like, it's pitch black.
Wet.
They don't give you flashlights. No. Like, if you have one on you, then you,
good for you.
Fucking, which I had a flashlight and a headlamp, so.
Me too.
But I thought I was going in there by myself, which was why I was like, fuck no.
I would have died
in there. I know you would have done it.
I would have done it.
So, anyway, I was like, fuck that. This is what it's supposed... Wait, hold on. This is how the guy described seeing this apparition.
My very first overnight investigation, myself and a group of people, at the far end of that tunnel. And the company hosting it, they put up a piece of spectral equipment. It's like a bunch of green Christmas lights. It's a sign to see if something breaks the pattern. So we're asking, Mr. Boots, are you with us? Can you make your presence known? Folks, this is what myself and... and six other witnesses see. Didn't say a word. That left leg went straight down. Folks, that's military. Somebody asked me, said, can you estimate the height of that person? Whatever was standing in that doorway was a good 6'4". How do I know? I'm 6'2". My dad was 6'4". I know exactly what that looks like.
6'4 is a fucking tall ghost, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's 1 inch taller than I wish I was. Fuck.
Obviously, you can't see it, but he, like, marched across the floor and, like, that military leg thing where you, like, lift your knee up and then, like, stomp your foot down. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you're coming marching to attention.
Like a pivot.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah. So he did that, and the guy was like, pass. Which is why I was like,
Yeah. George's is very audible.
So that's what we go in this fucking tunnel looking for. That's what we're calling to attention in this fucking tunnel, which we were later told he is more responsive to women, which is why he wanted one of the girls to do it. Mm-hmm. So we're like, all right, cool. Here's what his footsteps sound like that someone else caught on an EVP.
No.
Did you hear that, or were you too distracted by the cats?
I'm gonna say I heard everything. But also, the cats are being real cute right now. There's three little loaves on Hope's bed. And they're all just, oh, they're so sleepy.
Yeah. So yeah, someone caught, like, a audio clip of Mr. Boots' footsteps walking. So then we go in the tunnel.
Yell back.
Mr. Boots, are you with us tonight?
Can we hear your footsteps, please? Or can you tap on the pipe for us? Carly, would you try it one more time, please?
Mr. Boots, are you with us tonight?
Yes. Mr. Boots, if that was you, can you please do it again? Thank you, Mr. Boots.
Oh, apparently I had to be down there to hear it.
So we get out, and he's like, thank you, Mr. Boots. And we're like, did something fucking happen that we didn't hear? I am convinced that they heard a water droplet hit the pipe, and then we're like, oh my god, he's knocking on the pipe.
Well, and there was also a big black, like,
it was like a trash can lid or something.
Yeah, I don't kind know what of. It was like something like that, like thick, heavy duty plastic.
Yeah.
And it was underneath one of the pipes, so that there was like just a constant like plump, plump, plump of water into this thing. So I'm sure some of the people who were really looking for a ghost in that castle probably heard that and immediately turned it into footsteps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I probably would have done as an excuse to leave, but that's just me.
Come out. There wasn't anything going on there.
So we went downstairs into the basement. That's where I think mainly Italian POWs were kept. And then there was like one cell where a German POW was kept. But most of them were kept in the laundry building. And this was the second time that I stood in a fucking spot where a tiny little ghost boy was seen. Because why not? That sounds like a great time.
Mm-hmm.
They showed us a picture and they were like, oh, it's a little skeleton boy. But I definitely saw a fully clothed small child.
Wait, like you, when you were there, saw like this apparition?
No, it was like a picture that they showed us beforehand.
Okay, okay, just checking. Okay.
And the picture I showed you folks of the little shadow child, Georgia, take it right where you're standing.
Stop standing places.
Every damn time.
So that happened and I was like, cool. Then we went in this Japanese POW room. He was allowed to decorate, so he like painted on the walls. There's like a mural of the mountains, and then there was like the Imperial Rising Sun symbol, but it had these weird characters painted in it, and they'd have like linguistic people come in and like language experts and stuff, and they were like, this doesn't mean anything in Japanese, so we don't really know what it is.
They were just artistic renderings of him and his best friends, you know, just having an adventure together.
So that was kind of cool. We went back in this room when we did like our investigation by ourselves, like with our little group, and I did not feel great in this room, but the floor was also at like a 45 degree angle, and I'm pretty sure that sitting on it just messed with my balance, and that's why I did not feel good in there.
What do you mean by not feel good? Like you were gassy, or you were like, you had the spins?
I'm always gassy.
Yeah, that's true.
No, like I got really like, not lightheaded, but
vertigo-y.
Yeah, I just got like my head just started feeling weird, and as soon as we left that room I was fine, and I know it's just because we were sitting on that floor that was not flat like floors are supposed
not
to be.
Not in a not flat. That's how that works. Yep.
So that was interesting. One of the girls who was an investigator on the Ghost Lab show, she said that she felt like she got touched on the arm in there when she was in there by herself, and it felt like pins and needles. And she asked who was in the room with her, and they got a potential EVP that sounded like, they were like, oh, it sounds like Jeff or Jess. And then they went back through the death records, and Jess is the guy who shot himself he shot himself with a .22 rifle because he had lip and throat cancer.
Damn.
And it was 1940, so he was probably like, this is probably the best way out. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, it was the 40s, so he probably was like, chain smoking like crazy on account of everything going on at that time.
It being the 40s.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just Wolf of Wall Street it out without doing a little bit of the tabacky in at least 2 to 3 different ways. Mm-hmm.
And then we saw a trippy ass gargoyle, which was kind of cool, but
it messed with my eyes.
They had like a light, like a strobe light kind of on it, so it made it look like
it was moving. It looked like it was like rippling. Rolling its shoulders. What? It was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. And it just made me feel like I had taken drugs before we went in there. I did not like it.
They had a lot of things in there, though, that were like
weird.
Yeah, like haunted housey type stuff.
Like there's a giant rock man in the next room.
Yeah, like a golem, like a stone golem.
We don't really know
why. It
was
big, too. Yeah, I mean, it was huge. Huge. Yeah. Just in there.
Yeah. And there were used to be bowling alleys in that. Bowling lanes in that.
Yeah, okay. Listen, when he said that, I went ahead and walked myself over to that area, and there's no way in hell they had a 10-pin bowling alley going on in there. Wasn't big enough.
Yeah, I didn't go down there.
I mean, it was like the length of, like, probably your house.
My house is very small, people.
I kept leaving Georgia during this whole tour. Like, I could just disappear and go, check something out just because I thought it was funny.
And I'd be like, Louise, get back here.
I'd check back on her. Like,
who's the mom now?
Like, is she scared?
I was just like, oh my God, this is what happens and all. You wander off by yourself, and then that's when something really bad's going
to
happen.
I was kind of hoping that it would happen that way. Because then at least we would have something to bring back for this. Yep.
That's true. A spirit, you know? Just one Georgia, two spirits.
I found one. Yeah. Can I just bring one spirit home with me?
So we went in the interrogation room, which was originally the food pantry. So that's probably why it was not too uncomfortable in there.
Yeah. I saw dancing potato spirits.
It looks rather like one of those creepy commercials from
like the old-time drive-in commercials with the dancing soda pop.
Bad.
Like just potatoes.
The interrogation room is also now the tornado shelter.
Yeah.
Which is great for us to know. Apparently, this lady that was in our group, she was real weird. She kind of sounded like she was drunk all the time.
Always. Yeah, it was weird.
She did a spirit box session later, and you're supposed to, like, say the words that you hear on the spirit box, and you have, like, you're blindfolded, and you have headphones on, so you don't know what's happening, but she just kept going,
the whole time.
It was real weird.
So ridiculous.
So anyway, she kept saying that she got a picture of an orb on my shoe when we were in the interrogation room.
Didn't show it to us.
Wow. It's my orb. Like, right, no one else can see
me, it. Just fucking show me. So, oh yeah, and this is where I picked another gray spot to stand in.
In fact, you folks over here on my left, look behind you on that wall there, you'll see some rust spots. That's where prisoners would have been shackled.
Every time.
Yeah.
It's true. A couple of you in this room, I need to give some warnings to. User, a lot of people standing where you're at, myself included, feel their clothing being tugged on. Right where you're standing, a lot of people suddenly begin feeling very anxious, very jittery, sometimes nauseous. So if you want to move, you're perfectly within your right to do so.
That was cool.
That was great
time.
All right. Then we went upstairs, which was the worst part. I didn't mind being in the basement. The basement was fine. I didn't like being upstairs. Mostly because it was fucking cold.
It was cold everywhere.
It was really cold upstairs, though.
Well, my socks were wet, like, yeah, that's right true. Off the bat from the tunnel. So I was cold everywhere.
The owner, Crazy Tamara, she's like, okay, the spirits like it when we honor tradition. So ladies go up the right staircase and men go up the left staircase.
Which is how they did it when it was, like, an orphanage place.
Because the boys and girls weren't allowed to talk to each other, interact, so they, like, had their own doorways to the, like, dining halls and kitchens and stuff.
Okay.
And then into the theater as well. We went in the theater, which was also used for church services and funerals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, only have so many rooms, you know, you gotta make a multi-purpose room at some point.
And that's where weddings are now. That's where they put the weddings.
People get married there?
Yeah.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some pictures of ghosts at weddings.
I'd have a haunted wedding, are you kidding me?
Listen, I took a picture and remember
you
the next morning.
You still haven't shown me that.
I know. Remember the next morning when I was like, Georgia, I think I got something. Yeah. And I was like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wait, but maybe I did. Do you see anything in this picture? And if you don't, then I'll kind of like zoom into the area that I'm feeling like there may be something.
I feel like there's something weird over here.
No, that's not where I'm seeing it at all. Do you see anything right there?
That's like lighter.
I thought I saw like a boy, like right here by this little train car.
Yeah, I could see that.
Boys do love train cars. Scientific
like,
fact.
There's his face.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm grasping at straws here, but the spot changes as the pictures.
Yeah, just was that a burst?
Yeah, this was a burst shot. They told us to take burst shots while we were in there. See, I mean, like, there's a dark spot there that could.
Yeah,
I don't know. So,
none of our pictures, very disappointing on what we captured.
We got nothing.
They like played some EVPs for us in this room, and one of them was gross, probably because it had a child in it. You know how I feel about children.
Thank you.
Do you need to hear that again?
Yeah, it sounded like someone, like a dog was just howling a little bit to me.
That's what all children sound like to me.
What is your name?
The,
Wait, so that wasn't all from one person?
No. It was someone saying, what is your name? And then they think it sounds like a little girl going, Lily or Lillian. And then she goes,
Yeah.
Something like that.
I assumed that the part was someone like in your group. I almost said in your party, in your group. So, that was like, oh, nice. Wow.
This was a really boring D&D campaign.
Yep. You just walked around. Carly got her socks wet. That was it. Nothing else really happened.
Well, didn't get any experience points or anything. No, we got some XP.
We got some XP. Yeah.
And then we went back to the theater during our investigation, and not a whole lot really seemed to happen. The curtains looked like they were moving a little bit, but we're pretty sure that there was a draft. But you're not allowed to go on the stage, so we couldn't go up there and like see if there was a draft.
I went up there.
Yeah.
Nice.
The lady promptly told me to get off the stage.
I've heard that a lot of times too. It's okay. You black out at 17 people's birthdays and get drunk and stand on the stage and try to sing, and everyone tells you to get down. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Hi, baby. Interestingly, one of the first things that happened in that Ghost Lab episode was they were like, so it wasn't the curtains that we saw moving, but the curtain in the very back, like the backdrop curtain.
Oh, like the one we just looked at in that
picture?
Yeah,
they were like, oh, it looks like that's moving. And they went in there, and they found that the windows behind it were actually open. And this is a really old building, and I'm guessing that they're pretty... And it was fucking crazy windy at that point.
Oh my god, the wind was howling.
You could hear the whistling wind inside in these 2-foot thick walls. You could hear it.
It was perfect for a castle ghost tour.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that all those curtain shit is from a draft.
Probably, and that also does sound like a weird Scooby-Doo plot where, like, the old man, like, opens windows strategically so there's a draft going from one side to the other, and it, like, makes it look spooky.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
And then we go to Petey's room. Petey's supposed to be the spirit of a little boy who didn't die there. He grew up and went and had a normal life, but he was, like, so attached to the building in his childhood that he returned there in the afterlife for some reason. And he's the one, I think, who was, like, trying to get attention when the people were playing cards at the beginning. Who went, yoo-hoo!
Oh, yeah.
I think that was Petey.
Playful little guy.
Petey's room was originally the boys' dorm. This was the worst room ever. It was freezing cold. The light kept giving me a headache.
The light was horrible.
It was really dim, and it wasn't great. Like, it kind of flickered a little bit, and it was just, ugh, it was awful.
There were only, like, 2 rooms in the whole castle that had full-on light bulbs. The rest of them were, like, I don't know.
It was almost like they were trying to make you feel disoriented and uncomfortable to make you more likely to have an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make you more susceptible.
That's the mood, you know.
Yeah. And then the tour didn't go into the queen suite, but I think that's where we went by ourselves after, like, our little investigation group, that bedroom really nice. I could have sat in that little sitting area all night.
It was so nice.
Cozy.
But they had nothing but Cinderella books in there.
That was the attic. I'm talking about there was the bedroom, and then there was that little room with the heater in it. With those, like, big 2 comfy chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in that room, that had those 2 old radiators in it, I'm pretty sure that's the room where the radiator came off the wall. In that bedroom is where the brother and sister slept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we liked it a little bit in there, but not really. We didn't get anything in it, that's for sure. And then we all go back to the dining hall where we were hanging out. Having a snack.
Like you do.
Georgia had a Pepsi because it's, you know, my crack. And... then Carly got used as a human pendulum to contact the spirits.
What?
Because we have to preface this by saying, he did not tell me anything. He just said, you want to do something?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
So it's like, stand here.
That's what you do.
Get loose, stand here,
yeah,
and listen to this deafening music so you can't hear what I'm saying.
It was like Hank Williams Jr. from like the early 90s, you know, and it was like on full blast, whole ear headphones. And he's like, look at this light, just kind of, you know, stand here, relax. So you can't hear anything. I'm just standing there looking at this light, and this happens.
Okay. For all you spirits in the room, we'd really like to make contact with you and just have a conversation, if you don't mind. And what we're going to do is, what we're going to do is use Carly to let you talk to us, all right? What I'm going to do is ask a series of questions, and the questions you're going to, I'm going to ask are yes or no questions. If I ask a question and you want to talk to us, and you want to answer yes to my question, would you show me which way you're going to move, Carly, so I'll know your answer is yes, Carly? Let me walk you there. Which way did you move? You know that arm. Okay, guys, I didn't quite catch all that. If you want to answer my question and you'd like to answer yes to my question, you have my permission to move her. You have her permission because you volunteered. Would you show me which way you're going to move, Carly, so I know your answer is going to be yes? Just a deal. Oh, thank you so much. So going forward means yes. Now the same applies to a question if you want to answer no. Would you show me which way you're going to move, Carly, so I know your answer is no?
She just moved backwards.
Did you just move backwards? Awesome, guys. So now, if you have a spirit that wants to talk to us, forward is yes, backwards is no. My first question, would you answer this one? Are you a male spirit?
She moved backwards.
No. What? Whoa, you see an answer moving. My second question, are you a female spirit? A female spirit?
She moved forward.
She moved forward, Father?
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking to a female spirit. Do you like talking to us in this manner?
No.
No. Now, later on, my wife can talk to you in a different method where you can actually talk to her. We won't hear you, but she can tell us what you say. Would you like to talk to my wife later on?
No.
No? Well, you're not very cooperative this time. Do you want us to quit talking right now? Do you want me to have Carly quit? Whoa, you see that? That would be a yes. Alright, I'm going to respect your wishes. Thank you so much.
What the heck?
Okay, so while I was wearing the headphones, I had no idea what was going on. I didn't even know anybody was talking because Hank Williams was just like jamming in my ears. Mm-hmm. And it was just really hard to stand still. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why. It was almost like I was drunk. You know, when you're standing there and you're like, whoop, okay, can't go that way. Gotta stand up straight so I don't look suspicious. It was kind of like that. And so then he comes up to me and he motions for me to take the headphones off. So I do. And he's like, you know, did you notice you were moving around a little bit? And I was like, yeah, it was really hard to stand still. And he goes, well, what'd that feel like? And I said, well, it was just like heavy in my legs, like in my kneecaps almost. The best way that I can describe it is like, almost like magnetism mm-hmm. from my knees, like pulling me backwards or pulling me forwards. I didn't feel like I was moving that much, but Georgia was like, dude, I thought you were gonna fall.
Because he had me and another person, like we were spotting her basically, like from behind, because you know, you have a person swaying back and forth, or they're like, all right. And I kept getting closer, and I kept, like, reaching my arm out more and more.
I didn't feel like I was moving that much.
Yeah.
But I also had no idea what was going on. And then Georgia was like, dude, every time he asked a question, you would move, like, forward or backward, respectively. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, I'm not even kidding. Like, you only moved when he asked questions. So that was weird. And then he almost forgot to tell the spirit that they couldn't use me anymore. So that was kind of his wife was like, Mike, do the thing. He's like, well, hang on. Let me finish what I'm talking about. She's like, no, you have to do it now.
Do it now.
So he's like, oh, yeah, okay. You no longer have my permission or Carly's permission to use her body for communication. I'm like, Thank you.
Thanks for remembering that.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I tried to get a video of it. Well, I couldn't do it for her because I was too busy freaking out that you were going to fall over. But I tried to get a video of it with another guy. I mean, I have it, but it's kind of dark. You can't really see. And his was not as good, I think, because he already knew what was happening. So
what if I would have fallen, hit my head on that hard castle floor, and like been stuck in some kind of limbo with a spirit forever?
That sounds like what Haunting of Hill House season 3.
Well, I'd be really pissed off that I had to drive home. Yeah. Be like, all right, let's take Carly's car. Let's go.
Get in the trunk, Carly. I'll take your ass home. Sit back. Drop you off with Matt and say, I don't know what happened.
Sit back here with your beef sticks. Yeah, then we went to watch a real spirit box done the correct way, which is the audio that I sent you guys to listen to. Yeah. So I'll plug that in right here. But for context, that was the lady was sitting with headphones on, so she couldn't hear. She was listening to the spirit box on headphones, and they were scanning the... Do you know what a spirit box is?
No.
It's when... It's that device that goes like... all the time.
Did you see how... She's like, what the hell?
It scans
radio stations. Yeah, it like scans your radio frequencies.
Very fast.
Oh,
at like
okay.
Every tenth of a second, you can switch to a new frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, so that if you have multiple syllables together, it's supposed to be a spirit talking to you.
Because spirits can communicate through the radio.
Yeah.
Isn't there a movie about that from like the late 90s?
Probably. Hi, Kiki.
I don't know.
And so, oh, like the one about the static, is that what you're talking about?
I think so. I don't know.
Like Poltergeist, like, where it comes through the TV?
No.
Maybe.
Oh, that's not I was. There was that movie about static that came out in like the mid-2000s.
I'm too old to sit on this futon. I keep forgetting we're attached. Sorry.
But anyway, so she's sitting there listening to the spirit box, and they have their setup to scan the frequencies backwards, so it's even more unlikely that you're gonna, like, think that you hear words.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was blindfolded. She supposedly couldn't hear the questions or anything. And so the random, like, words and stuff that she was yelling out was, like, what she was hearing in the spirit box
mm-hmm.
in response to the questions that the guy was asking the spirits.
All right, let's get this, let's see what happens here. This supposedly is what Todd said in his spiel. This is a great place, right? Let's find out.
Chief.
Whoever's here, my name's Mike. I'm here with a bunch of my friends, and we just want to talk for a few minutes.
Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. Are you the ones going to talk to me tonight?
Let's go.
Okay, let's talk, Patrick. Did you work here?
I am.
Were you a prisoner?
In the room.
You are in the room.
Can you hear me?
You know, I am so sorry. Everybody's gonna be real quiet. I can't see you, but can you make a noise so we know where you are?
Information.
Patrick, can you make a sound so we can look for you?
Power in numbers.
This goes everywhere.
The door is open.
All she's doing is just saying what she hears. My job
is
to try to figure out if we're actually talking to something intelligent.
People out.
Are there too many people here for you?
I want you out of the room.
Man, I have been pissing people off. So you want me to leave?
Come on, Grandpa.
I'm sorry.
No joke.
So go ahead and just say,
Mike. Pick it up.
Mike, leave. And I'll leave. I'll leave you
people. Got a leash.
You guys have to ask questions if I leave. So I'm really sorry.
Scratch him.
No. You have not my permission to even touch me. Who wants me to leave? Patrick, is that you?
Break.
Tell me why I should leave. I don't know.
Back and forth. pay for this part. I'm trapped.
Who am I talking to now? Patrick, are we still talking to you? Do I have somebody new?
I'm in here. Oh. They're showing me that thing up there. That little box where people do lighting and stuff is what they're showing me.
Are you trapped inside that contraption up there? Can we help you?
No.
Again, my name's Mike.
Who Take the picture.
Who am I talking to?
By the exit sign. There's a number of them.
Are you standing by the exit sign?
Sir.
Can you help me? There's two exits. I don't know which one to look at. Left or right? Can you say left or right?
Mike?
Yes, can you say left or right? I'm looking. Left or right?
Pardon me, Captain.
Not bad. I was a captain in the Army when I was 21 years old. Love giving
Excellent. Orders. That's above my pay grade.
You can call me sir. Who am I talking to? That's an order. State your name.
Go ahead.
State your name.
Boyfriend. Here. John.
Sometimes you just have to let it go. So you can
Ooh, I don't know what that was.
But we're trying to the head. It's hard.
I care about you so much.
May I ask who you're talking to?
John.
Who do you care about again? I didn't catch.
John.
I didn't catch the name, John. Who are you? Who did
2001.
Ask no. It's John's grandpa.
Move.
From downstairs.
Good call. Anybody see John in the audience?
Multiple.
Right in the front row, of course. I'm just giving you clues.
Family member?
You just heard bells ringing.
Is it John family member?
Alice, is anyone there?
John, what was your grandpa's name?
Beatrice.
You said you didn't know her.
Dale.
What was his name?
Dale.
Hello?
Just in case that name got up. Anything she says resonates with anybody, let us know, please.
Admiral Avery.
Where we're headed.
Bunch of people.
You know what? All of us came to talk to you. There are a bunch of people here. Do you like that? Is that okay?
What movie is that?
Sounds like we're in a time frame that we don't belong. Maybe it's back in the day. This was a movie theater, remember?
Why aren't you guys dancing?
And it was a social club. An officer's club, I think you said?
The red curtains are moving over there.
That's it.
I'm not dancing because I don't hear music. Do you hear music? Can you play it louder so I can hear it? If I can hear it, and we all can hear it, I'll ask somebody to dance.
At the end of the second row? Are you comfortable?
End of the second row.
Hi.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah.
I'm hiding back there.
Yep. Back where? Are you behind the second row?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Teresa.
Mm, that name has popped up before. That name has popped up before. Teresa, were you a nurse? Teresa.
Hiding.
Are you a little girl? I need to know so I know.
12.
Are you 12 years old? Teresa, talk to your grandpa. Are you 12?
You're like my grandpa.
Thank you. She's 12. I have 13 grandkids, by the way, so I got practice.
I saw him last week.
Oh, good. Teresa, do you like this many people here talking to you?
Oh. Gunshot. Don't do it.
Is that the guy that committed suicide? By shooting himself?
7.
6. 5. 4.
Yep.
Yep.
Mike, I don't want to stay under too long. I'd like somebody else to try.
All right. So, if there's any spirits here that want to get out that last message, I'm going to have to make Samantha stop. So I'm going to give you just a short period of time. Is there anything?
Samantha.
Is there anything you like to?
Pretty good.
You want to tell us something before I stop her? I'm going to count from 10 to 0.
Do you have to?
I do. So I'm going to count.
Please
down.
Hold.
I'm going to count down if there's anything important.
7.
10. 9.
Mwah.
8.
That's like a kiss. Mwah.
7. 6.
6.
5.
What's he doing?
I'm counting down. You only have a few seconds left. Is there
3. 2.
1.
1.
Any last seconds?
Let's go to 50.
You know what? We are making contact with somebody who's having fun with me.
49.
48. That's a long countdown. Okay, ready? 10, 9,
11.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah.
This is the hard part, guys. She's so far under. Watch.
Come on.
So.
Wait, and was this, like, a new person? Like, she... for sure, like, hadn't done this before or, like, anything like that.
No. It was, like, the two people talking are the people who, like, were leading the investigation.
Okay. There's the point where the lady was, like, captain, and he was like, that's good. Like, I was a captain when I was 21 in the U.S. Navy or something like that. I was like, at first, so I didn't know what that was from because you just said, listen to this, and I was like, okay, sure. So
uh-oh,
I assumed it was...
Godzilla's coming to knock the mic down.
Luna. Yeah, I assumed that was from, like, Ghost Adventures or something. Also, hope you got something for us.
Yeah, so, turns out in the mid-2000s, 3 different movies came out with this premise. Pulse is probably what you were thinking of, because it was a Wes Craven movie. And it had Kristen Bell and Ian Somerhalder in it.
Who's Ian Somerhalder?
The guy from Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
The DC
and
one.
Lost. He was in Lost also.
He was in Lost?
Yeah, just the first season.
Oh, I never watched Lost before.
And then there was White Noise.
White Noise is what I was thinking of.
With Michael Keaton. And then there was The Signal. And those were 2005, 2006, and 2007, respectively.
Nice.
So.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, White Noise is what I missed art class because I just got back from the hospital after one of my ovarian cysts had ruptured. So I didn't go to ceramics that morning. And I stayed in my dorm and I watched White Noise at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
That's the best time to watch scary movies because ghosts can't exist in the sunlight. It's just
a
common fact.
Exactly right. True. Mm-hmm. That is a fact. I don't know. I like the idea of what she was doing. I mean, she's supposed to be like a medium as well. So
she was like doing the hand thing.
Yeah. I want to believe that everything was happening and that was cool. Because honestly, I feel like if my mom did something like that, it would look pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to Charlie. Best mom.
It's hard to...
Sorry, Carly, you're a close second, but Georgia's mom raised Georgia, so, and kind of you. So she's best mom. You're right after.
She is best mom. Mm-hmm.
She's pretty... No, she was
an awesome mom growing up, for sure.
Yeah, she would be by Rob Zombie dolls. Yeah, my mom would take us to the mall, and that's when Carly would get a Rob Zombie shit.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, my mom didn't care that I brought him home, but she would tell me no.
Mm-hmm. my mom was the mom who was like, no, you guys can go in Hot Topic, it's cool.
I'll just wait here at the Cinnabon. You guys run along, go get something pierced.
I was the mom that was waiting in Cinnabon while all my friends were doing stuff. Just like, I just want this pastry, that's it.
But yeah, so that was how we ended the night. They let some other people do it. Carly kept going, do it.
Yes, I wanted her to do it because I felt like when the guy's wife did it, mm-hmm. I was kind of like, okay, how do I know that you're not just like saying stuff that you're not hearing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the woman did it who sounded like she was drunk and she was just like, you know, so I was like, I don't even understand what you're trying to say. And then
bad.
There was another girl that did it, and she couldn't even have it on her ears. She was like, this is way too much.
She, like, started off pretty well. Like, she started off saying stuff, like, pretty soon off the bat. But then she was like, I have to stop. And we were like, oh, my God, did something crazy happen? And she was like, I just don't like the sound.
Yeah. And, like, you know, when the first woman went, he would ask questions, and her answers were pretty well in line with what he was asking.
Yeah.
Whereas the next time he did it with someone who he wasn't related to, the answers just didn't fit. So I was kind of like, oh, this is kind of kitschy.
Yeah.
You know, like, this might not be real.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if...
So I wanted Georgia to do it, because then she could have been honest.
Yeah, and I feel like if we had done that, like, at the beginning of the night, I would have been much more open to doing it, but by that time...
You'd already stood in three bad spots, and you were scared? Is that what you're gonna say?
Well, we were just in Petey's room, and that light was just, like, fucking with my head so much.
And the noise.
And, like, sensory deprivation shit already, like... freaks. Like, I...
That was a torture method.
I am terrified. I would... You know how people go in sensory deprivation tanks to, like, relax and meditate and shit? Like, fuck, you are a psychopath if you think that shit's relaxing. I do not want any of that shit. No way.
No, my brain gets way too loud.
So, I, like, yeah, the sensory deprivation aspect of it, like, creeped me out a little bit. I don't really understand why you had to be blindfolded. As well as deafened. That, like,
maybe so you couldn't read his lips.
Probably, yeah. So you're completely, like, open and receptive to the experience.
Mm-hmm. Which, or maybe just to, like, heighten your hearing too. I don't know. The idea of the sensory deprivation just, I wasn't here for it.
I would have done it, but I felt like I'd volunteered for too much already.
Yeah, we were kind of, like, big deals in the...
I mean,
you were
we
doing
were
all
there
shit.
On mission.
I was getting called out all the time.
Yeah.
For standing
I feel like the rest of the tour group was probably jealous.
Yeah.
Probably.
Although there was one guy in the other group. So the other group said that they got EVP, like, that they got some responses and shit that we didn't get.
Hmm.
And there was one guy, I think it was in the audio, but he was in the other group, and... It sounded like his grandpa had been trying to contact him.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that was weird.
The only part that I was like, ugh, was when she was talking about the, she was like, they're showing me the lighting booth.
Yeah.
And they were like saying that they were trapped. And I was like, why doesn't someone just go up there and open the door and see what happens?
Right. Yes, exactly.
Right. I'm like, well, okay.
No one did that.
Let's go up there and figure it out, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody...
And they were like, take the picture, like, by the exit. There were four fucking exit doors in that room. So that was like...
So I was snapping all over that damn theater with my...
Yeah.
With my phone, trying to find something, and...
We're kind of disappointed that we didn't really have any experiences of our own, mm-hmm. other than the pendulum thing, and then, like, watching the spirit box thing, maybe, but...
There was that time in the cell...
We were in the cell, and I felt like my phone got, like, pulled out of my pocket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the German POW cell.
Yeah, and that room was kind of weird, but it wasn't the room
It was... You had your back to the open doorway.
Yeah.
And there was a big hallway.
What, so behind you would have, like, seen it if somebody was actually just behind you messing with you?
Yeah.
And that was the hallway where I was standing, where the little boy, where I stood, where the little boy picture was taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood in that same spot. That was the hallway that was behind us when she had her back to the door, and we were in that MMPOW cell. Mm-hmm. Nope. So maybe it was Petey just trying to fuck with you, you know?
You know, kids like to play with phones. I don't care what you're doing.
Petey was like, you got games on your phone? Just
Can I play Snake?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you got what a year is it? PD suspicious, that's for sure.
It was kind of a letdown. I was really hoping for more spooks than we got.
But they said that if we go online and review, we'll get entered into a drawing for $200 worth of ghost hunts.
That'll buy two more tickets.
So if we both do it, that's four more. That's a chance to get four more tickets. Mm-hmm. So that's two more ghost hunts for us. So.
Right.
Worth
it.
There's lots of spooky places in Missouri, too. For some reason, that state is hella haunted.
Yeah, and they said that they were at Ashmore Estates not that long ago, which is a place that's right down the road from us.
Did they
so,
say that?
Yeah, at the very beginning, they were like, oh, yeah, we were in Ashmore Estates not that long ago. And I was like, what the fuck? Where was I? Also, this, I really want to work as a tour guide and a paranormal, you know, like in the haunted building now. So
no, you do not.
Yeah, I fucking do.
You'd have to be in a diaper.
I was talking to my mom about it. I was like, you think Ashmore Estates would hire me to be a tour guide? Although, I don't know about that place. That place gives me the willies.
Yeah, that place is creepy as shit.
There's something about asylums that you just don't want to mess with.
But you know what, though? Like, the first times we'd ever been in that place was when we were kids in high school. And it was, like, a lot more run down because it was truly an abandoned building.
Yeah.
And there was just, like, weird stuff.
The only time I ever went in there was with my mom. And my mom always said that she didn't like going in the bathrooms. And later I found out that they did, you know, water therapy in the bathrooms. And so there's probably a lot of fucked up shit that happened in there.
Probably, like, a leaky faucet or two in there. Drip, drip. Probably. That's what they do.
My mom always said that she just, like, did not like going in the bathrooms.
We should have taken her with us.
Yeah. Well, she wouldn't have gone now with the pandemic everything. Oh. But my cat is so cute, guys. She's so mad about the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Stu brought home a dog today. I did not mention that at the top of the show, but we now have a dog in the Hog Abrams household.
Aww.
Is Zero cleaning him?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Zero's such a good big brother.
He is.
Zero's been giving Hot Dog a bath for, like, a few minutes.
Cute. Hot Dog's just like, lay it on me, bro.
Yeah, Hot Dog's like on his back.
Hot Dog is really asleep right now.
Mm-hmm.
Cuties.
Yeah, Hope was making faces, so I assumed some cute cat stuff was going on, but not this cute.
Not this cute.
So cute.
I
love those boys.
Uh oh, Stu's home.
Wow, that was a long ride with that dog.
That was a long drive. Oh, look at her.
Is there any other spicy adventures that happened during your ghost trip that you would like to bring up at the. Not that we are approaching the end of the episode.
We went to Uranus.
We did.
Baby, it's okay. That was Luna being scared of the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad she didn't knock that picture over.
Fine. You know what? I'll take it back. I put a different one in there.
It's just a really bad picture of me. It was in my bigger days. I took Georgia to the Uranus fudge factory.
Okay.
And it's the best place to get your fudge packed.
But you know what I got there? Okay. I did not get fudge. I did not get my fudge packed.
I got
packed.
Fudge, and I'm going to eat it as soon as I get home.
I got taffy, and I already ate like half of it.
I've been eating that fudge every day since we've gotten back.
He's only had one piece of his chili mango taffy that I got him. He hates it.
It's a super fun little gift shop type place. Fudge factory.
Yeah.
And it's freak show.
And they just talk about Uranus all the time.
As soon as you walk in, they say, welcome to Uranus.
Yep. And then they're like, you go to the counter to check out and they're like, did you have a good time exploring Uranus?
Yeah. It's fun.
It's the small things.
Fun. I knew I had to take her there.
So, yep.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's a lot of road rage.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ghost trying to escape.
I was the driver. It was me road raging.
It would have been worse if I were driving, honestly.
But I got us there and back. One piece.
We're here?
Yeah.
We survived our ghost adventure.
We're here and we're clear.
Really uneventfully, we survived it.
You're ghost finders now.
Not really, because we didn't find a ghost, but close enough.
I may have been semi-possessed for a small amount of time.
Yeah. Hmm. For the second time.
Yeah, because I've been possessed before. I don't remember when or why or how, but I know that I was.
I've been roofied, and I think it's pretty similar, so I don't know.
Probably.
I was doing stuff. I don't remember it. I wasn't in charge of my body. It's the same thing.
No, we go to pick up this old vanity, and Carly's like, that thing makes me feel sick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's when it was. Mm-hmm. See, I was completely sober. It was just an outing adventure, you know, had to run an errand. I just have a really bad memory. Like, Georgia was going over these notes before we started, and I'm like, that happened? Oh, yeah.
It's me every day.
Who? What? When did this happen? Oh, yeah.
Georgia will literally tell me something that morning, and it's like, hey, do you remember this thing we talked about? And I'll be like, nope, never happened.
Oh, I feel so bad for you, because I'm the same way. You must be so frustrated all the time.
He doesn't do. He's like, I don't remember this. He's asked me what tartan is, like, 7 times in the last week, I swear to God.
Okay, so I have to get a pain injection for some nerve damage tomorrow, and I'm supposed to not take ginkgo biloba, which I take for memory support. Mm-hmm. I'm not supposed to take it 7 days before my procedure, and I keep forgetting to not take it.
Obviously, it's working really well.
I mean, that's weird. I think it's a blood thinner.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Just get a heavy-duty Band-Aid. Just put some duct tape on it. It's fine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Super glue.
Okay, well, if you had to listen to one song while your body was being semi-possessed to be used as a pendulum, what song would you choose to listen to?
It would not have been Hank Williams Jr. It probably would have been, oh my God, it would have been Led Zeppelin, No Quarter. Because that's a spooky song.
That's metal.
It's, you know, it's got that.
I think I would do I'm Still Standing by Elton John.
Yes!
Yeah. I might be rocking back and forth a lot,
but I'm still standing.
You're gonna just act like it's not obvious that it would be Helena.
I mean, yeah, I assumed, but I had to ask still. Mine would be Tub Thumpin' by Chumbawamba. So,
oh my God.
That's
I would also like to throw I'm Gonna Be by the Proclaimers in there. Ooh. I would walk 500 miles.
We should have listened to that.
Yeah, we should have.
We did. We did have a car jam session to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Nice.
And I have video evidence of it, too.
Yeah, we got back to our Wayne's World days with that one.
Yeah, I think that's all we got. So thank you guys for listening to Broadcast on the Belfry. We really appreciate you spending your time, your ear currency, to listen to our voices. If you like what you heard, give us a like or
subscribe.
Wants to
tell you a fun fact.
Oh, never mind. Stop what I was saying. Stubby, what's up?
Come here. You have dog hair all over you. Throw in the fun fact, quick.
All right. Before Wayne's World came out, they sent a advanced copy to Freddie Mercury before he died. Like right before he died, and he loved the scene where they were jamming out to Bohemian Rhapsody, that they did not even charge them the fees to use that song.
Nice.
What?
So Freddie would have been proud of us.
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Dude. Wayne's World approved.
Yeah, hot dang, that is a fun fact. Thank you, Stubby. Tell Stu I said thank you.
Andre said thank you.
He's gone now. Okay. Yep. Thank you for listening to Broadcast on the Belfry. Ear currency, like and subscribe, helps with algorithms. I don't know what they are, but I know that it helps us, new people find us, so we can build a community of people like you.
Freaks.
Once again, listen to Sweet Sour Spooky with our friend Jessica Lemon. It's a really good podcast. You'll sorry, that was me burping. You'll definitely love it. She's great. Podcast is great. Give it a listen. Thank you to Marshall for making our intro. It's super sweet. Makes it sound super professional, and I get jazzed every time I listen to our podcast. I'm sorry that the audio sucked last week. That was mostly my fault, but hey, maybe you didn't notice how bad it was. Who knows?
If you didn't, I'm very concerned for your hearing.
It was so bad. If you would like to contact us, you can do so on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We'll have all those things below. You can find us by searching Broadcast from the Belfry in those search bars or by emailing us at broadcastfromthebelfry@gmail.com. We are super responsive. We love hearing you guys. We're not super responsive. Georgia and Hope are super responsive. We love talking to you guys, though, and I get excited whenever I see some stuff going on in the Facebook group as well, which you can join. Thank you to Carly for coming onto this podcast, even though she got roundhouse kicked by kids all day. We appreciate you giving us your energy for this. Yeah, I think that's all I got. I think that's it.
You're very welcome.
I don't have anything else to contribute since you didn't ask me for once.
I was going to ask you in a second, but okay. Yeah. Georgia, do you have anything else you'd like to say at the bottom of this episode?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Thank you again, Carly. We would love to have you back. I'm glad you didn't get possessed.
You and me both, brother.
Yeah. All right, well, what do we say to the fine people who also might have gotten their phone potentially stolen by a child ghost in a hallway?
Thanks for listening, and stay spooky.
What soft sluts?
Hey, Billy. I found you.
Wet sock sluts. God damn it, that's what we were.
It's like hot cross buns, but it's way grosser.
Don't even want to know.